You're listening to SBS News.
Torrential rain continues to batter northern Mozambique, affecting aid efforts just days after a second cyclone hit the country in as many weeks. Cyclone Kenneth slammed into Mozambique's Cabo Delgado province last week, with the port city of Pemba bearing the brunt of the storm. The storm brought winds of nearly 280 kilometres per hour and heavy rains, devastating villages, islands and infrastructure, including crops. This man says his home is one of the nearly 35,000 that have been completely or partially destroyed.
The house has gone to the water and now I'm alone and asking for help, for someone to build me a house. I have two children and a wife and need a home to stay with my family and I'm asking for help. I don't have anybody to assist, but any human being who can help is more than welcome.
Kenneth struck 6 weeks after Cyclone Idai, which hit further south. Both are having an unprecedented effect on the country, with authorities reporting that it's the first time two cyclones have struck the country in a single season. Kenneth was also the first ever cyclone recorded so far north in Mozambique in the era of satellite imaging. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Larker says people are struggling with the amount of devastation.
The aid workers will also do further damage and needs assessments while they can, as more rain is expected in the coming days, turning the response into a start-stop operation.
The government has been urging residents to flee to higher ground, with the rain causing major flooding and a deadly landslide in Pemba. A priest at one local Roman Catholic church has been helping to protect the many people who have been displaced by the storm, taking in close to 1,000 people. Parish priest Philippe Rosa Marquez says everyone is welcome.
Right now in this situation, in the church, we managed to receive everybody, despite the religion. Christians, Muslims and everybody else. For us, it's not important to know which religion some person may have, but the most important is a person.
Charlie Axley from the UN Refugee Agency says his team is doing all it can, but he admits that it's an incredibly difficult situation.
Community leaders said they urgently needed food and utensils such as plates, pans, forks, spoons and knives, and women were also asking for hygiene kits. Moving around the streets in Pemba, it's clear a number of houses are damaged and will need repairing, and communities are organising themselves to clean up streets and remove the sand and debris brought by the storms. Despair is evident.
More rain is forecast to fall over the north of the country, with the UN Humanitarian Office also warning rivers are expected to overflow. But even when the rain eventually subsides, there's still the risk of disease. A spokesman for the World Health Organization warns that the worst is not over yet.
We are concerned about communicable diseases that may occur, especially about malaria and cholera. These zones are endemic. So obviously, depending on the destruction and rain, there could be increased risk of waterborne diseases.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.